President Barack Obama made the big announcement last week. The U.S. will normalize ties with Cuba. And we've been tracking your reaction here in the greater Seattle area to this big news.
I am really delighted to this news. I never thought I was going to hear something like this.
I've been Seattle alive for 20 years. I came in a raft. As the President Obama said, with only a shirt on my back. And I'm living my the American dream. I see a very short lifespan for the revolution now, since freedom of idea and flow of idea, that's what is going to make a change.
So that's how people are reacting around the sound. But what are our neighbors north of the border up in British Columbia saying about this news of a thaw in U.S.-Cuba relations? Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer joins us to talk about that and other news from Canada, as he does every Wednesday. Hi, Vaughn.
Hello, David.
So how is this news about the U.S. and Cuba being received?
Well, I think Canada is quietly proud to have played a supporting role in the resumption of relations between the United States and Cuba. There are a half dozen secret meetings, or no longer secret, held in Ottawa and Toronto between the two sides during the 18 months that this was quietly under negotiation. The final credit certainly goes to the Pope, and our Prime Minister doesn't mind playing a supporting role to him, but Canada maintained relations with Cuba all through the period of the embargo and the breaking off of relations, so it was a natural country to be an intermediary, and as I said, both sides, I noticed the Cuban leader and the president both thanked Canada for its intermediary role.
And so all the way back to 1961, when U.S. broke off diplomatic relations, Canada maintained them that entire time. Is this one more case of Canada saying, we told you so?
I think Canadians understood the reasons for the unique problem in the United States, the problem of the Cuban exiles and the property that was expropriated, the incredible hostility between the two countries. And Canada, from time to time, joined the United States in condemning Cuba and condemning the human rights record of Cuba. Our former Prime Minister, Pierre Elliott Trudeau, had a much warmer relationship with Cuba when he became Prime Minister in 1968. And in fact, I think Fidel Castro was a honorary pallbearer at Trudeau's funeral. I know Trudeau took his young family to Cuba at one point, and the Canadian newspapers were running these pictures of Castro doting on one of Trudeau's kids, not the one who's our leader of the opposition now, but one of his other children. So, yeah, I mean, there's been a long relationship, and of course, as American tourists to Canada know, this is where you come to get Cuban cigars, although I guess that won't be the case anymore.
I wanted to ask you about that. Earlier, we spoke to a guy called Joe Arundel. He's a general manager of a place called Rain City Cigar here in Seattle, and we asked him how it could affect his cigar business.
People are excited because they get to try something, you know, quote, the forbidden fruit of the cigar industry.
So what's this change in policy going to mean for cigar sellers up in B.C.?
Right on the main street in Victoria, Government Street, where all of the tourists who come in on the cruise ships go, is a very popular cigar store that does a nice business selling Cuban cigars. And for a while, for a long time, Canada's been where Americans come if you want a Cuban cigar. So that, I guess we won't be exclusive that way anymore. The other thing is there's been some comment from Canadian travel agencies. Cuba has been a favorite destination of many, many Canadians over the years, a cheap place to go in the Caribbean, and many Canadians have gone there. And there's been some comments, I noticed even the New York Times picked up on this, that Canadians grumbling, oh, Cuba will be ruined now because it'll be flooded with Americans. So, you know, I mean, I think you're going to see a pretty dramatic transformation in Cuba over the next 20 years anyway, but one hopes that the old cars and the historic architecture and the great music will still be there for all tourists. I think the distinctive character, I've never been to Cuba, but friends of mine have gone talk about you know, the astonishing character of the country and that sort of thing. And I think that'll still be an attraction.
You see, you hear the same worry down here, Americans worrying that Americans are going to ruin Cuba and they want to get there before it happens. But and a lot of them, you know, you're not supposed to go, but folks will actually go through Canada to get there. Any concerns about how it could affect the Canadian travel industry that way?
Yeah, I don't think people will be going that route anymore. So, you know, that'll change. Canada does about, $800 or $900 million a year in business with Cuba, legal business, because they are a trading partner. They're not a huge trading partner, but we have had trade with them over the years. So that'll probably change as well. But look, all the other transformations in the hemisphere, I think, will be generally positive. I think Canadians, as I said, understand the basis for Cuban exiles in the United States not being able to adjust to this change, being angry and bitter about it. But I think the general view among Canadians would be fairly positive, as I gather from reading your and following your coverage, a general view by among many Americans and across Latin America is generally fairly positive.
Vaughn Palmer, Vancouver Sun columnist and a regular on The Record, joining us from Vancouver. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.